Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dan Hampton, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Let's say good morning to good old number 99, and it's a pretty special weekend if you're an 85 Bear, especially so. Dan, how you doing today?
Well, it's a beautiful morning here in Ohio, and as you obviously are referring to, you know, the beginning of every football season starts with the Hall of Fame weekend, and I think all Bear fans know that the Bears were able to win a football game last night. And hey, to me, I mean, you know what that means to me? It won't be long. I'll be seeing Mr. Obradovich. He will be giving you the news about, you know, what's going on with all things Chicago Bears.
Will he be as giddy as he was after the draft show? I'm wondering that, first of all. But second of all, last night, obviously, none of the starters played. But what kind of things do you think a coaching staff is looking for in a game like that? And maybe the final score doesn't really mean much in the grand scheme of things, but a win's a win.
Well, obviously, you know, and this is a bone of contention. You know, I understand nobody wants to see, you know, that your players get hurt, but my goodness, you know, time after time we've heard the more he can see, the more reps, the more reps, the more reps, and then you had a perfect chance to give him a little taste of, live NFL action. And just, you know, everybody talks about the reaction time and how fast corners close, how quick safeties can read, all those different things. And at the end of the day, you would think it would be a really good opportunity, but we still got four preseason games. And what they saw last night, there were some good things. You know, number 80, the 6'6 receiver, I think his name is Owens. I mean, there were some good things, and Ripien made some great throws. But overall, you know, You want to be able to see how you stack up versus the opponent. And Houston wasn't playing their front line guys either. So far, so good. And on to next week.
Dan Hampton and Otis Wilson are going to perform with their band, the Chicago Six, at a fundraiser for ALS-related organizations in Canton tonight. Mike Singletary, Jim McMahon, Devin Hester will be there. Are you ready? You ready for that, Dan?
Absolutely. You know, we normally get together and practice a little bit before these events. We've done our due diligence, and we're ready to go. We're excited about it. It's for the Ohio State ALS Foundation, and we're going to have a chance to, see a lot of Bear fans put some smiles on their face, and we've got a video tribute to Mongo. And even though this is all about, you know, the fact the Chicago Bears are in town, we're kind of, going to give preferential treatment to Mr. McMichael.
Yep, that's great.
Hey, Dan, this is Kevin Wells from the newsroom. Nice to talk to you this morning. Speaking of Mongo, the Bears broke a little bit of news yesterday on their website, posting that a lot of his former teammates and certain Bears personnel are going to go to his house this weekend after the ceremonies are over with his bust and his gold jacket. I was wondering if you had heard about that, if you'd had a hand in that, and how just great of a scene that's going to be this weekend.
It really will be. You know, Jimbo Covert and Richard Dent will be flying back from Canton here tomorrow morning, and they will present Steve the bust and the jacket, since his health is deteriorated to the point where he could not have made the trip to Canton. And then afterwards, they're going to have like a block party and block off the street and have a kind of a celebration for Steve right there, since he cannot be here in Canton and partake of it. But I was with him a few days ago. Told him all about what's all going down, and obviously, he's hard for him to communicate, but looking into his eyes, he knows, hey, this has been a long time coming, and now at his age, 66 years old, it's finally happening. So it's a really, really good thing.
It's goosebump time for a lot of Bears fans this weekend. And how about Misty? And she needs to go in a Hall of Fame, doesn't she, Dan?
Oh, I'm sure they'll find a wing to put her in at some point.
She deserves to be in there. Well, listen, have a great gig tonight, and it's for a great cause. And I know you'll have fun, too.
All right. Thank you, guys, and won't be long. We'll be watching the beloved out there, so go Bears!
There you go. Dan Hampton at 9:45. Yeah, it's 11 a.m. tomorrow on ESPN, I believe, the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
Correct.